You can find other erotic hypnosis files just like this one at www.msdominica.com. That's MZDOMINICA. Quicksand. You feel the earth dropping out from under your feet. You feel yourself slipping down, sliding down, down through the water and the mud, down through the soft, sandy soil. Quicksand, it won't support you. You cannot walk on it. You cannot even swim in it. Because this is my quicksand, Dominica. Quicksand, pulling you deeper, pulling you down, deeper and deeper down, sinking through the quicksand, sinking deeper and deeper, and sinker and deeper and sinker, See how quickly that pulls you down? Down through the soft, wet sand, down into sleep. You find that you cannot move your feet. You try. You try to lift your left foot, but your right foot only sinks deeper. You try to slide one foot ahead of the other, but it only draws you deeper into the oozing, flowing muck. Deeper and deeper down, you feel yourself sinking down, 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 and as you sink, you feel your feet going numb. Tingling like pins and needles, and going numb. The cool, wet sand wraps around your ankles, flows over your calves as you continue to sink down, 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 into the quicksand, quicksand. Your legs feel cold. They tingle and tingle like pins and needles. Pins and needles. And then they grow numb. Quicksand oozes up to your knees as you sink down and down and down, and the more you struggle, the faster you sink. The more you try to get away, the faster you drop down, down into the cold, wet, flowing sand, quicksand. Taking you down, sucking you down, pulling you deeper, yes. You try to resist, you try to fight, but it only draws you deeper and further down, deeper. Sinking deeper, your thighs feel cold and wet where the water touches. But everywhere below the surface, you feel numb. So numb, as if your legs have disappeared, as if you are gone forever. Numb, numb and quiet, and quiet, and so, so very, very still, still, unable to move, unable to resist sinking. sinking into the quicksand, deeper into the quicksand. Yes, even as you sink, you grow quiet and still, only listening to my voice, only listening to me, and breathing slowly, slowly in, such a deep, slow breath, and slowly out, nice and easy. That's right. The quieter you are, the more slowly you sink. Nice and quiet for Domenica. Breathing slowly and sinking slowly and breathing slowly in and sinking slowly down. Breathing slowly out and sinking softly into the cool, wet sand. That's very good, my sleepy one. Nice and quiet. Breathing slowly, sinking slowly, down so quietly, so slowly, you can barely feel the cool water, the gritty sand climbing up your thighs, the sensation of floating, even as you are sinking. Deep down. Now I am everywhere. I am in everything you see, every sound you hear, the rustling of the leaves. Sounds like my voice whispers to you. Must obey Domenica. Subliminal slave. C-L-O-V. You must obey. Down, sinking down. Quicksand is a very strong word. A very strong word for you. Because when you think of leaving me, when you think of trying to escape, Domenica, you find yourself sinking in the quicksand, dropping so slowly, so helplessly into the loose, wet sand, surrounded by the cool green forest, surrounded by my glittering, shimmering lights, surrounded by the sound of my voice. Surrounded by the smells of the trees and the flowers. They smell like my perfume, rich sandalwood and sweet lilacs, vanilla, jasmine, changing moment by moment, drawing different memories from deep in your subconscious, memories that make you sleepy. Memories that make you become aroused, very sexually aroused. Yes, the quicksand has reached the tops of your thighs, and is gently caressing your sex. The cool water causes your sex to tingle. Such a delicious tingling between your legs. The soft sand flows around, stroking you all so gently, while you look into my glittering, flashing crystal and listen to my voice. So aroused and sleepy, so horny. Cock nice and stiff, pussy dripping wet. You tingle and tingle like pins and needles. Pins and needles. Oh, they make you tingle. Yes, my fingernails gently raking your sex over and over and over again. It feels so good. You don't want it to stop. You don't want me to stop. You do not move. You do not struggle. You do not even pump your hips. Nice and quiet and still. Sinking so slowly into the sand. Slowly and quietly. Listening to my voice and smelling my perfume. Going slowly and quietly numb. Your hips and sex disappear as you breathe so slowly. Slowly and quietly. You do not want to struggle. You cannot struggle. Because if you resist, if you try to escape, it will only make you sink deeper and deeper, faster. Yes. Faster. That's right. You remember trying to escape, trying to run away. You have become so obsessed with me. Dominica, obsessed. Dominica, obsessed. Like a billboard flashing. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dominica, obsessed. You crave me constantly. You crave me, your thoughts turn to me. Even when you're trying to concentrate on something else. When you're working, when you're watching TV or a movie, you wonder what I'm doing. Maybe I'm taking a bubble bath. Spreading the white foamy bubbles over my breasts, squeezing them, and digging my long red nails into my own skin. You can smell the scented candles in the room and see the flickering candlelight. So soft, mellow. You can see the colors of the flame, white, fading into yellow. Fading into red, fading into blue. You can hear my voice speaking in your head. The words of my MP3 teasing you, making your sex grow so hard, making you drip. You want to come. Listening to my words, watching me dangle my pure white crystal from a golden chain, trailing that crystal over my breasts, down between my legs, between the lips of my wet, open pussy. You want to taste my pussy. You want to feel the little nub of my clit pressing against your tongue, my juices trickling down your chin, while you stare up into my crystal, unable to resist my every command, obsessed. You wonder what I'm going to say on my next MP3, in my chat room, on my blog. You look each day for another email from me, hanging on each one of my words. desperate for my attention. How am I going to take you next? What will I be wearing in the next picture you see of me? Obsessed. So obsessed with Domenica. Will you get to see my breasts? The tattoo that you crave to see every time you see a picture of me? Is it a mermaid? Is it a fairy? You want to get a closer look and find yourself captured by my soft, ample breasts, by my deep green eyes, by my long fingernails, deep and deep, obsessed. You're afraid of losing yourself. You're afraid. I know. But you have lost already. You think of trying to escape, to stop listening to my voice, to run away. Away from my shiny hypnotic boots and my sleepy hypnotic cigarette holder. Away from my warm, bubbling jacuzzi, where you can sink deep into the water like a sinker. Deep, where you can sink deep into the water. That's it. Deeper into the water. Down into my arms. Cradled in my arms. Cradled in the voice of ecstasy. Away from my black rubber suit, my rubber programming mode, you cannot escape. End rubber programming mode. You try to resist. And when you try, you find you can only obey. You run, that's right, run. Run, Forrest, run. Up the long tunnel from the dark cell, up from my dungeon into the hallways of my mansion. The hallways are like a maze. They twist and turn. Follow the walls. Turn left. Turn right. Oh, dead end. Follow my voice. That's right. Turn right. Then turn left. Left again. You can see it, the big double door, the way out. Run, slave, run. Run outside where you can escape. Down the stone steps past my garden, down to the pathway. You can hear me behind you. Click. The sound of my boot heel on the stone flagstones. Click. No hurry. Oh, but you know I'm there. Click. Run faster, slave, into the forest. Click between the trees. You must obey. You must obey Domenica and run. That's right. Run. Try to escape. You cannot resist. You can only obey. Try now. And you find resistance is obedience. Down the path, your feet pounding. You feel your breath coming in. Short little gasp. Panting as you run. Gasping for air. So why is your cock so hard? Why is your sex dripping from me? Is it because you hear my voice calling to you? Is it because you hear my boots clicking as I stride down the pathway? Domenica makes you hard and aroused. Domenica makes your sex drip with the need to come. Run, slave. You think of running away. You can resist my call. Of course you can. Run down to the forest, down to the pathway, between the trees. My voice echoes into your head, echoes in your head. You try to resist and run, feeling your mind grow fuzzy, your vision begin to blur. Run and try to block out Domenica's voice. While your eyes try to close, while your sex grows so hard and dripping, your steps slow down. as the pathway begins to blend into the forest. Trees everywhere. It's like my voice is everywhere. Slower.
Slower.
And slower,
slower,
panting with the effort. Is it the strain of trying to run or of trying to block out my siren call? My voice that keeps telling you to sink, sinker. You need to sink, sinker.
Sink.
Sinker.
Sinker.
Sinker. You suddenly realize you simply cannot run anymore. Your legs won't move. Your feet won't move. They won't support you. You feel yourself sinking deeper and deeper. Quicksand. Wide awake. That's right. Wide awake. Still panting, breathing so fast. You wake up because I command you to awaken. You think of leaving me, escaping Dominica. Quicksand. You drop right down into trance again. Quicksand makes you fall down deep into the wet, slippery sand. Down, down, down into the quicksand. 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 You can never leave me. You can never even think of leaving me. Because as soon as you do, you find yourself sinking into the quicksand. Dropping so deep, feeling the soft, wet sand slip up over your sex, caressing you, sinking down to your waist, your chest, your neck. Will you drown? Will you? Only I can save you. Only Dominica can save you. Reach out. That's right. Take my hand, and I pull you so easily to solid ground at my feet. Kneel here at my feet, and thank me for saving you. Thank you, Mistress. That's right. Thank me for keeping you. Thank you for keeping me, mistress. That's right. Thank me for keeping you. Thank you for keeping me. Thank me for keeping you. Thank you for keeping me. Say my name, Dominica. Dominica, mistress. Dominica, yes. Breathe slowly now, kneeling at my feet. So grateful to your mistress. So grateful to Dominica. You will listen to this MP3 over and over again because you feel so grateful to me for saving you, for letting you come back to me. For not letting you drown. And every time you listen, every time, the power of my quicksand will grow stronger and stronger. You will always need to come back to me. You can never leave me. You must obey. Dominica. And on the count of three, you are going to awaken, feeling refreshed and so very happy to belong to your mistress, Dominica, who keeps you and cares for you. One, becoming aware of your surroundings. Two, slowly opening your eyes and stretching. And three, wide awake, Dominica's slave. Forever, and ever. Do you like the sound of my nice little waterfall? I hope you can hear it. I got a new one in my office. Oh, so many colors. Yellow, green, purple, blue. Flashing and glittering all over the room. They're just there to attract you.